listener production.
The Aussie share market's winning streak remains alive.
And how did investors interpret the latest Reserve Bank board decision?
Good afternoon, I'm Steve.
I'm Craig.
It's Tuesday the 7th of May. Welcome to the CommSec Market Update. Well, Craigie, one of the favourite days of the month, I guess, for economists, it's the Reserve Bank interest rate day. What did you make of the decision and what type of impact did it have on the market today?
Well, I think there was a view that the Reserve Bank was going to be a little bit more hawkish. That is, you know, sort of really talk up, you know, tough talk in terms of we've got to get inflation under control and got to get it under control now. And there was the pricing in the market that the Reserve Bank could hike interest rates in the next couple of months. Well, basically, it's ruled that out. And now in terms of financial market pricing, we don't have interest rate hikes priced in. And overall, it was off to the races after the Reserve Bank decision was interpreted by investors.
Yeah, so the ASX 200, as we head into the close, is up 1.3%. So four straight days of gains. We're up around 2.6% over that period. There's been a bit of a trend recently, though. We have, you know, one or two big falls back-to-back, and then we have those losses recoup quite quickly. So having said all this, you know, we've had a pretty good run now over the last four sessions, roughly about 1.7% shy of a record high that we saw back in early April. And today's gains really went to a next level after that Reserve Bank decision. In fact, the gains tripled from where they were before the Reserve Bank decision was handed down. So as you mentioned there, you know, interest rates were kept on hold. That was very widely expected. 30 in 31 economists surveyed by Bloomberg were expecting that. And we had the usual warnings around inflation being too high, that the outlook is still uncertain, that it's not ruling anything out as far as the next steps are concerned. But broadly, it retained its neutral bias or stance, I guess, the fact that interest rates are probably going to be on hold for longer. And the fact that they refrain from warning of any imminent rate hike seemed to be very helpful for our market in the dying stages of trade.
Yeah, they're not talking interest rate cuts, not talking interest rate hikes. The Reserve Bank is saying that it's going to take longer for inflation to get into the target band, and that'll be the second half of 2025. But the fact that interest rates look as though they're going to be stable for some time, I think, is positively interpreted by investors.
Governor Bullock even went as far as saying, "We believe we have rates at the right level to return inflation to the target range next year." So that was perhaps another little positive bit of news there. But look, across the market today, we had gains everywhere, all 11 sectors higher, 9 in every 10 companies improving. And some of those areas which are considered to be a bit more interest rate sensitive are really outperformed.
Yes, indeed. ANZ came out with their earnings result this morning and announced a $2 billion extra buyback, despite the fact that their cash profit fell by 7% to $3.55 billion. They've continued to note challenging times. Every second Yes's company is using the term challenging times. We've got to come up with something else in the thesaurus.
But it's been years that companies have been saying challenging times. I guess they have been.
And ANZ also announced an interim dividend of 83 cents. So ANZ shares basically close to flat on the day. Earlier in the day, they had been down.
Yeah, and that dividend's 2 cents higher above what it was paid out 12 months ago. Yesterday, we heard from Westpac, and it continued to lift today. It's up about 2.5%. It released its results. It also had a drop in profits, but also announced a bigger buyback and also a special dividend and an interim dividend. So it will be trading ex-dividend on Friday. Sticking with the banks as well, NAB was a bit of a weight on our market today because it went ex-dividend.
And that is quite an interesting note because it's taken something like 7 or 8 points off the market. We could have been a little bit higher than that if it wasn't the day when NAB went ex-dividends. But even yesterday after hours trade, it was rallying as well.
Absolutely. And the size of the dividend was more significant than the actual decline that we had on the market today from the other banks, rather. So improvements everywhere. As far as sectors are concerned, outside of the financials, we also had tech, property trusts, consumer discretionary, all doing quite nicely. They tend to be those that perhaps are a bit more sensitive to rates than others. Mining stocks also seem to benefit from firmer commodity prices in the past day too.
Yes, iron ore price went higher overnight and that improved the likes of BHP. It certainly provided solid support for the share market through the day.
Yeah, the three big iron ore producers and major miners, BHP, Rio and Fortescue, I mean, all up in the order of 1.5%. BHP on its own, you know, roughly 9% of the entire ASX 200. So it plays a pretty big role when it comes to the improvements. And the fact that the banks also mostly headed in the same direction, it's hard for the ASX 200 to do anything other than to rise. But look, as I said, gains were very broad today. And there were no sectors that missed out on the actions. The utilities were actually the best performers, up 2.7%, a very small section of our market though. But AGL probably helped out there. It had a solid lift of about 7.5% after it upgraded its profit guidance and goals for the year.
Yeah, so previously expected the profit between 680 and 780 million. That's the profit after tax. Now between 760 and 810. So certainly an up in terms of the guidance there. Operational improvements and also strong summer demand for energy in New South Wales and Queensland. AGL shares up in the order of 7%.
And we've had in recent days a few profit upgrades where companies become more optimistic about what's ahead and others that are heading in the other direction saying that tougher times are likely. So Sims, the metals recycler, down in the order of 6.4%. It's the worst performer at this stage on the ASX 200 after delivering a profit warning. And then GrainCorp was another in negative territory. It's had a difficult couple of days, a session after cutting its profit forecast, which it blamed partly on bad weather and drier than expected conditions in parts.
And Cleanaway has reaffirmed guidance of 350 million earnings before interest and tax, EBIT. It shares up in the order of 0.7% today. And HMC, it was up by the order of 8%. This is an alternative asset manager, and it's tracking 21% ahead of its guidance, and that guidance made in February, and its share price up again almost 7%.
Are there any other stocks or economic news that caught your eye today?
We did have retail trade volume, so these are price adjustments for retail spending, and it fell by 0.4%. So it certainly shows that consumers have been doing their part in trying to get inflation down. They've been refraining from spending, cutting particularly discretionary or non-essential spending. And we've got retail trade volumes down. So that's the fifth time in the last six quarters that we've had retail spending going backwards in real terms.
It's not data that typically moves retail stocks though, does it? Because today we still had, you know, pretty much all the retailers heading in the right direction.
Yeah, retail trade figures are a little bit funny in terms of we have two bites of the cherry. They come out first with the snap reading about how retail spending has gone, and then they come out with more details. And we had the more detailed version of that coming out today.
So it's exciting for economists, basically, and analysts, but no one else, perhaps.
Probably but right.
Looking forward, I think we've summed up today. This was really the biggest day of the week, I would say, as far as, you know, company news, the Reserve Bank decision as well, of course. Tonight, not a huge amount to really sink our teeth into overseas. I mean, we've got Walt Disney, UBS, BP out with earnings. Is there anything else you think that could move markets?
Not at this stage. It's basically second tier type economic indicators coming out from the United States. We have to wait for another week until we get the consumer prices, producer prices, retail spending, industrial production, all the biggies are coming out yesterday in a week or so's time.
All the fun stuff. And look, tomorrow here in Australia, there's really not much to move the needle either. I mean, we've got ResMed trading ex-dividend. There are a couple of profit results from smaller organisations. Goodman's expected to release a quarterly and there'll be a few AGMs, but nothing major, you know, as like we saw today.
Well, we'll need the rest after such a busy week, just such a couple of weeks of busyness in terms of the markets. The good news is we've got to this juncture going over a lot of hurdles, and a number of them quite high hurdles, to be able to hear almost 7,800 in terms of the ASX 200.
Yeah, and now, as I said, we're roughly 1.7% away from a record high. There's not too much as far as catalysts are concerned in coming days to potentially get us there, but we'll see if we can. Have a great one, everyone, and we'll see you tomorrow.
Bye-bye.
This podcast is prepared, approved and distributed in Australia by Commonwealth Securities Limited, ABN 60067254399, AFSL 238814. The information does not take into consideration your objectives, financial situation or needs. Consider the appropriateness of the information before acting and, if necessary, seek appropriate professional advice. Listener.